Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Kim and Brooke with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, over 30,000 people have participated in this year's Bridge to Brisbane yesterday, collectively raising over $1.15 million for charity. With the run starting at the bottom of the Gateway Bridge and ending at the RNA Showgrounds, participants donned racing gear or dressed in costume for the annual event. Paramedics say only two people were hospitalised for minor injuries during the run, with six more participants treated by event medical teams.
An 18-year-old Ipswich man has drowned at the Gold Coast Currumbin Rock Pools. Emergency services were called just after 4 p.m. on Sunday after the teenager failed to resurface in the water at the popular swimming spot. Police divers found the man's body in the water at about 8 p.m. They say there are currently no suspicious circumstances surrounding the incident.
In national news, Federal Treasurer Dr. Jim Chalmers will release a proposal paper looking to regulate crypto in Australia. In a media release, the Treasurer's office says the proposal will recommend making crypto exchanges and digital asset platforms subject to existing Australian financial services laws and require platform operators to obtain an Australian financial services licence. Feedback on the proposal paper closes on the 1st of December, with further consultation on next year on the draft legislation for next year.
The iconic Big Spud in Tasmania's north has taken a tumble over the weekend due to heavy winds. The Big Spud, located off the base highway in Sassafras, fell down at some point on Saturday night. The potato landmark, fondly known by locals as Kenny Kennebec, was built by now Tasmanian Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe and his dad over 30 years ago. The enormous spud features hands, legs, a hat and a wide smile. Rockcliffe says the landmark will be back better than ever soon.
In international news, Donald Tusk, former Polish Prime Minister and European Council President, has claimed victory in Poland's parliamentary election this weekend. The announcement was made just minutes after polls closed based on the results of an exit poll. The poll suggested the ruling Law and Justice Party, also known as the PIS, had won the most votes, but appeared to show a route to government for a combined opposition coalition led by Tusk. If such a result, if confirmed, would mean that the three combined parties would have majority in Poland's 460-seat parliament.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 30 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to find out more.